For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Broken dams across the state only worsened last year's historic floods in South Carolina. In Lexington, three dams burst, washing debris through the town and flooding U.S. Highway 1. Mayor Steve McDougall said the flood rerouted the stream connecting the dams from a larger capacity water culvert to a smaller one that still threatens flooding on the road.
When the flood happened, all the debris came in, diverted the stream. Now we have a stream that goes into a two-box culvert under Highway 1, where initially it was going in a three-box culvert and could handle a larger amount of water. So that's where we get the flooding on Highway 1 when we have any significant rainfall here in Lexington.
The dam breaks could have been worse. Luckily, said McDougall, the old mill pond initially was able to absorb the water from the broken Gibson Pond Dam upstream because of an earlier event.
We had significant rainfall probably 4 months before the big storm. So DHEC came in and started looking at all the dams, and they found that Old Mill had a deficiency. So they ordered Old Mill to be drained. I think it was 40%, 60% drained. Gibson Pond broke first, filled up Old Mill Pond, and then Old Mill Pond failed.
Special Projects Manager Wesley Crosby said the city has gotten a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to build a diversion dike which would help rebuild the Old Mill Dam.
It would assist the building of that because it has diverted the water away from the footing site for the dam where it would need to be replaced. So it'll act as two different structures. It'll assist getting the water away so they could do construction work and then get the water back in its proper channel.
The public-owned Gibson Pond Dam should cost $3 to $5 million and take 1 to 2 years to repair. The $700,000 dike should be finished by year's end, said McDougall. Though the old mill is a private pond, the city had plans to develop it into public space.
We had all the agreements in place. We had done 60% of the survey work for the walking trail. We had a bridge builder lined up. We had design work done on the bridge itself. And so that's why we advocated for the old mill pond in front of FEMA, because it is for public use, and we were going to make it a public pond.
FEMA doesn't usually rebuild private dams, McDougall said. It looked favorably on the project because of its public access. In the meantime, any heavy rains could mean more flooding. The mayor said a recent tropical storm had the city prepared for action.
All of our departments were on high alert. We were ready to barricade roads. The police were constantly monitoring all three of the ponds and dams and all the roads in between those three. So the fear is always there that that would happen again. It could easily happen.
McDougall has a picture of water from that storm flowing near the top of the smaller two-box culvert that the stream was diverted to. The significant volume of water served as a warning of potential damage from worse storms in the future.
If it gets above the culvert, that's when you create all the damage. Water is a tremendous force when it is coming down through that stream. So the thought that it could wash away Highway 1 is there. And that was 3 inches of rain.
Though the old mill dam is on FEMA's favorable list, there's still no word on when or if relief funds may be granted. If those funds don't come through, the city will consider other options to rebuild the dam. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.